from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
This week we're going to look at AI, artificial intelligence, and its impact on HR and L&D. And the reason we're going to look at that is because I've recently been doing a bit of research around this, and it's been quite interesting to see when you search on AI and L&D and HR, a lot of the time you see stuff come back, that the search returns come back looking at this whole area from the perspective of HR and L&D, and not the other way around, which is AI's impact on HR and L&D. And I think that's quite interesting because it's kind of telling us that we're looking at this from one perspective, which might not be useful enough. And the reason I say that is because there's this report called The Business Case for AI in HR, produced by IBM at the end of 2018. It was produced. It comes with lots of caveats. IBM is an AI company, and it basically talks about what it's doing with AI in its own HR department. But I thought it'd be quite interesting just to kind of look at the sort of stuff that is happening there, because rather than what HR and L&D can do with it, this is a company that is using AI to change how HR and L&D is done. And I think that's a very different proposition and one that we need to wake up to very quickly. What do you think, Nigel?
I completely agree with you. And what IBM say to sort of justify in a way the report is that they are leaders. This is something that they do, and they do very well, and they've been doing it for a while. So that they're not talking abstract, they're talking very practically, and they're using themselves as a case study. So that if you want to see the direction and extent of the impact, potential impact, let's say, of AI in HR and learning and development, it's pretty big. It's more than you think. And the transformation is more than you think, because it's not just managing data. It's doing things like enhancing motivation, smarter compensation planning, personalized learning, keeping an eye on career development, 24/7 employee interactions, creating a better worker experience, essentially, and a better experience for prospective workers. So this stuff doesn't stop, really. And they not only tell you what's changed, they also give you some tips on how to get started, so that they've got a 5 or 6 step program to get going in AI. And it's nothing stunning that you're going to catch your breath and say, I didn't know that. But it's worth reading those 5 steps, and it will help you along the way. It helps you think clearly about the purpose of AI. And it's really interesting, and it is much more significant than we might imagine. So I in a very kind of quiet way, it's not a report that shouts at anyone, but it's just a quiet, this is how we did it, and this is why we did it, and you could do it too. And I don't disagree with any of the points that they're making. I think we could do it all, and we should do it all, because it says, there's a quote which I like, which says, AI opens the door to previously unimaginable possibilities. And that is all around better focus on the individual in terms of their work experience, their career trajectory, their skill enhancement, the enhancement of the organization as a whole. Absolutely excellent. You know, that who would argue with them? So what do you think, Martin? Were you impressed as well?
Yeah, I thought that, well, one example of how this is quite interesting is what they call real-time skills inference. Now, they make the point in this report that learning teams or HR teams have to collect the right kind of data, and it has to be presented in the right kind of way so that the machine learning can get to grips with it and you can start using AIs effectively. Now, this skills inference is quite interesting, because at the moment organisations are looking at reskilling and upskilling, and very quickly looking to understand what skills they've got now and what skills they need in the near, medium and longer term future. Now, IBM have been developing the system so that it can scrape data from internal sources around, you know, CVs, kind of, it says things like sales information, digital badging and other things. So that, what that is doing in aggregate is giving a sense of what skills the company has and where. Now, that is a kind of snapshot that a lot of organizations would currently have quite a challenge in demonstrating.
Or they'd have to pay someone a lot of money to gather that data.
Yeah, and in real time.
They get it real time at the push of a button.
Yeah. You know, that's just one example. It's not, it's data that is then being used for very useful ends for the organization. And I think that when you gave that quote about AI and the possibilities, I do wonder right now that we're talking about the huge acceleration of digital for learning, for example. And I wonder whether that preoccupation, although important, is also masking what comes next. And I think this is what is coming next. Well, it's not come next, it's here. And
yeah, I think it's exactly, I think it's here. Yeah, it's just that it's below the waterline. Like, yeah. One of the things that they show is that how to use it across the talent pipeline, from attract, hire, engage, retain, develop, grow, serve, you know, every aspect of your working life can be enhanced and measured and kept on track using AI. And I don't think a lot of HR operations or even L&D operations have quite recognized its massive potential. So we're both saying, aren't we, Martin, read this. It's only a few pages, relatively 20 pages or something like that, maybe 30 pages at the most. And it's very well argued, lots of data, and a very clear prognostication. It's not, look at all these amazing things. It's, these were the steps. This is where you go first. This is where we stumbled. So it's quite a clear, extended case study with an organization like IBM looking inward and seeing what others can learn from its successes and things that didn't go quite so well. So really, very, very good report. And I'm very grateful that you drew it to my attention. Thank you, Martin.
Yeah, it's good. Well, you know, give it a read. I know it's about IBM, it's produced by them, but they are a leading AI company and they're doing interesting things. And I think it's important for us all to be keeping an eye on this and learning from these kind of insights. That's great, Nigel. Until next time.
It's a pleasure, Martin. Thank you.
From scratch.